Tune into The Kate Daly Show. Once you're awake, it's hard to go back to sheep. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Of forcefully taking money from some people in order to provide welfare benefits to others, how will the people whose money is being taken feel about the government?
Well, I don't accept your phraseology. I don't think we force people.
Taxation is not forceful?
Well, no.
It's voluntary?
In fact, quite the contrary. Our system of government is a voluntary tax system.
Oh, if you don't want to pay your taxes, you don't have to?
Oh, of course you have to pay your taxes. But
well, the government will force you to pay, or they'll fine you or imprison you.
We have a voluntary system. Yeah.
Thanks, Harry Reid. Thank you, Harry Reid. We have a voluntary system by force. Makes sense to me. Well, welcome.
Some people need to be forced to volunteer.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. April 15th. Perfect. Welcome. And of course, we'll take your calls and welcome you to the show. Welcome, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Hi there. And we have Dr. Pesta today. Wow. All kinds of things to learn today, I think. Really, as we dive into some of the issues, there's always great lessons to be had. And that's why I love doing this, is learning those lessons and not just looking at the headline, but going way deeper than that and trying to figure out what's going on and then also how we can correct some things. So there'll be a great show today ahead. Earthquake. You know, I've asked myself, I don't know if anyone else has asked this, but I know we get a lot of articles about earthquakes, but don't you think we should be able to, like, feel them? I don't know. Like, if you feel it, then it registers as news. I don't know. It just seems to me there's always these articles.
They're more fun when you feel them.
It truly is. It's just, it's so funny to me because I can't tell you the countless number of articles, and everyone's going, what? What happened? I don't know. I just feel like it should at least register on the, your house swayed a little bit before it's like a huge news story.
If you really think it's that big a deal, get a Richter scale for your home.
I mean, they're happening all the time. I mean, I grew up, constant, and it's so funny when it becomes a big news story. But anyway, just poking a little fun. Also, the poor child that got thrown, right, in the news story, in the news, the poor kid that got thrown, it's just so sad. Wow, horrific, horrific. Do you know what's crazy about it, though? Really think about this, though. Did they mention hate? Crime? Because I would say you pretty much have to hate a kid to throw him over a balcony like that at a mall.
Yeah. Hate would probably be a...
See, this is what we're doing, is we're taking crimes. We're going, this is hate and this isn't. Because I never heard the word hate uttered, but maybe it should have been.
Well, maybe not. Maybe it was just a retroactive abortion.
Jeez. You never know when it comes to the left. But as far as this guy goes, I'm just... This is one of our problems of doing what we're doing right now and asking for these concessions to be made for extra amounts of hate heaped on a crime. And then the ones that I think are full of hate, they don't seem to get the same terminology or the same indication that, geez, somebody had to be pretty full of hate to do what they did. And that's why all crime has an element of hate. I mean, you'd have to like hate somebody or have total disregard for life in a lot of these really, crimes that are happening. And so to label hate on one and not the other seems ridiculous.
But you just said something really important.
What's that?
You said you either have to have a lot of hate or not really value human life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Yeah.
The fact is that there are lots of societies on Earth
mm-hmm.
that do not value human life.
Right, right. There are. Absolutely.
That's right.
Well, I look at somebody like the ridiculous congresswoman who said 9/11 was something done by some people.
Oh, yeah.
Just and then I look at Hillary, who said Benghazi was... What was her comment again? What does it matter at this point? You know?
That was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a total disregard for life.
Of course.
They don't care. It's just humans are the enemy. They don't care. Born, unborn, doesn't matter. It's just humans are the enemy. And it's so clear to see, because think of it this way. Have you ever heard somebody with values, with morals, somebody that holds principles dear, ever say anything like that?
No.
You don't get that, because they would never say it. They would just never say it. So... it struck me how the statements coming that it's so telling. So telling of where they're at, who they are. Let's see. A couple of things. Actually, I have some tickets to give away. In fact, we should probably just give them away. If you want to call up, I've got four sets of four tickets, so you can bring another couple, have a date night, whatever the case may be, bring some kids. This is a trip to Italy. Tony Award winner, Grammy Award nominee, Lisa Hopkins-Sigmiller is singing a tribute. I think it's this Friday night. No, next Friday night, right? The 26th. So that would be, that would be 2 weeks, in 2 weeks on Friday night. These tickets, Trip to Italy is the name of the concert. It's going to be gorgeous. And this is the symphony, greatest composer of Italian opera after Verdi. So it's going to be amazing, including Madame Butterfly. Just an amazing night. So call up and I'll get you some tickets fast. This is for 2 weeks from now. It's the symphony on Friday night. Make sure you can go on the 26th. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Oops.
The reason why that wasn't a hate crime is because children are not a protected group.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. Yeah, good call. Thank you on that. I really appreciate it. I didn't get the first part of your phone call, but it was about that same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Yeah, he's exactly right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes.
You'd like
to get some tickets?
You got it. What's your first name?
Ryan.
Ryan, you got it. They're going to be here at Canyon Media, okay?
Thank you. I love your show.
Oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate you calling up. Thank you. Thank you for that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You won tickets.
All right.
What's your first name?
Awesome.
What's your first name?
That's awesome. I can hardly hear you.
What's your first name?
Barbara.
Barbara, you got it. All right. You got four tickets waiting for you. Isn't that going to be wonderful?
Oh, thanks so much.
You betcha.
Only two performances left.
I know. There's only two performances. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. All right. I'm trying. Let's see here. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. There you go.
Hello?
You got four tickets.
Hello?
Hi, you got four tickets. What's your first name?
Jen.
What is it?
Jen. J-O-N.
J-O-N. Okay. You got it. Four tickets are waiting for you here at Canyon Media. April 26th, the symphony. You betcha. Happy to help. Hi, caller. You are the last winner of four tickets. What's your name?
Karen.
Karen, you got it. Come over to Canyon Media and pick up your set of four tickets.
Thank you.
You betcha. Thanks for calling in. The tickets are gone, so we'll go ahead and I'll get those up front. But really appreciate you calling in, really. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. If I get some more, which I might, by the way, if I get some more by tomorrow, I'll hand some more out. So make sure and call back tomorrow. Wow. Let's see. Well, Chris Stewart's having a town hall,
yes.
Right? And so, he was really worried about the Democrats.
Yeah. He's
super worried about the Democrats.
He's afraid because they ousted Mia Love, so he thinks he might be next.
Ah, well.
And most people need to understand that since he's in there, they already have a Democrat.
Took the words right out of my mouth. He's worried about us going blue, and here he votes blue. Anyway. I know it's kind of frustrating. So if he voted conservative, we'd be singing his praises.
Yeah.
If he actually voted conservative, but he doesn't. So we might as well have another, who took, Ben, McAdams, right? Took Mia Love's place. So we might as well just have another one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what happened this weekend that bothers me?
What's up?
Another plane landed up at the old airport.
Yeah.
Now, that's the second time in a short period of time here that's happened. Why don't they have a transponder up there that announces this airport is closed?
You got me.
I mean, they could do that.
Yeah.
And yet they leave that from the air. You can't tell that runway's torn up.
Yeah. I agree with you. After the first time this happened, they should have done something.
And all it takes is a transponder that broadcasts, this is not the St. George Airport.
Yes.
Do not land here.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah, I feel the same way. And also something else happened over the weekend. And I don't know if anyone else is noticing this new trend, but whenever something happens in a town or a city, they seem to go to the entire town shelter in place. I know that if you've been alive for a while, that this is a new thing. You didn't hear this before. And when something happened, like what happened in Hurricane over the weekend, that it happened and you were aware of it either in, you know, not really in real time, but sometimes in real time, depended if you were around, noticing something happening, or you heard about it that night on the evening news or whatever the case may be, but you didn't get a shelter in place. Like the whole town needs to go in their doors and disappear. And I don't know about you, but the thought of being acclimated, let's say, to this kind of warning.
Mm-hmm.
Does that bother anyone else? Is it just me? I keep seeing this. And like I said, this is fairly new. Maybe last 5 years that we're seeing shelter in place, shelter in place, announcements for entire cities. I can't be the only one.
How about just stay out of this neighborhood?
Yeah, or just it's going on. I mean, people, I don't understand why they have to go that far. Do you?
Well,
I'm not.
If it only saves one life.
I guess I'm just not understanding. Hi, caller. Sorry, I'm trying to get there. I honestly don't know what the... Anyway, I don't understand it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Were you aware that the last few years that the mayor who works for Select Health has the city on Select Health? That just rubs me wrong.
Well, it should.
An employee of the city told me that Pike is trying to get driverless cars here.
Really? Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that doesn't make me happy.
Well, it doesn't make me happy either. Thank you for that. I really appreciate the call. Thank you.
But it will help the big smog problem we have here.
The one that we're having in like 100 years or 150 years, that one that we keep hearing about.
You know, this thing in Hurricane, from my understanding is the guy stole a truck and then they chased him. They had the Hurricane Police, the Utah Highway Patrol, the Leverkan Police, the Springdale Police, Washington City Police, Washington County Metro SWAT, and last but not least, the Department of Natural Resources.
And they had the veterinary clinics.
Help with this.
They had the janitors at the golf course. They had the...
Wow.
They had the recreation staff at the recreation park. I don't know. Do we have a lot of bored people? I think so. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky.
That's what you're listening to, and we're so grateful. I got Uncle Milty here, and make sure you get over to defendingutah.org. Order their CD-ROMs, the DVDs, I'm sorry, they have them on all kinds of things, from secret combinations to you name it. I mean, you name it, they're covering it. Defendingutah.org. Get over there and get a newsletter from them. Sign up on their newsletter list. Support them. They're really great, and I have Ben on the show every Wednesday. They're just awesome at what they do. Great journalists. And they're not afraid to go after the real story. And it's the opposite of what you'll hear in mainstream. So I love this. And also, they can teach you how to be a great citizen activist as far as going after and understanding the Constitution and making sure to hold feet to the fire.
Yes.
And as these politicians kind of figure out ways to get around things, you can actually figure out what they're doing and counter that, which is really nice. But it puts the ball in your court. Get over to defendingutah.org. Check them out. I so highly recommend them. They're honest. They're good. I can't even tell you enough about them. Let's take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd like to talk about this in place. What did you call it? What is
shelter.
It calling it?
Shelter in place. Shelter in place.
Shelter in place, yes.
Yeah.
So we know the goal of the deep state, I like to call it shadow government, conspiracy, is tyranny, world tyranny under world government.
Yeah.
And a major tool of tyranny that we'll see certainly in the last stages is martial law.
Mm-hmm.
So for the people to accept martial law, they need to be psychologically conditioned to accept it. We see this has been going on in schools for decades, a decade and a half, 2 decades now. I've seen it many times in the Los Angeles general area where they have these school lockdowns and they would manufacture reasons. Some event occurred several miles away and they would lock the classrooms down for hours, sometimes at a time where kids had to urinate in buckets and things like that because they can't leave the room.
Right.
So the kids are being conditioned to accept martial law, and I think they're doing this with the adults, with the entire family, with the entire district or city, psychologically conditioning us to accept martial law when that stage of their plan is reached.
Right. I'm with you, and I'm seeing it more and more used. They called this a high priority situation. Was something falling from the sky that was going to contaminate everybody? Was there like a pack of 1,000 madmen, you know, running around with guns shooting at everybody? No. This was one car in a chase, one vehicle in a chase. And I, to this day, still don't even know why. He was a guy just trying to get away from the police. And for whatever reason, who knows? But is this a priority situation in which they employ the Utah State Highway Patrol, Laverkan Police, Springdale Police, Washington City Police, Washington County Metro SWAT, of course, and the Department of Natural Resources?
Well, you're making a couple points. The overreaction to it with law enforcement. But the other point is what they're doing with us, the citizens, to condition us. And it doesn't make sense from that perspective, but it does make sense from the perspective I just gave you, to prepare us to accept martial law.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yep. Really appreciate it. And you're right. And that's the only reason. Why else? If something isn't affecting everyone in that community, why else would they actually come out with shelter in place, right? I can talk today.
Yeah.
Why else? I can't understand this. Department of Natural Resources got involved. Why? What did they do? Aren't they like surveys and land and water? What
they have 7 divisions.
Uh-huh.
The Department of Natural Resources.
Right.
It's pretty amazing, actually.
Wow.
how much they have going on.
Did they get Boy Scouts on bikes involved, or was this just, you know, all these different groups? I mean, who else did they have?
Just them.
Oh, mall cops. Did we call out all the mall cops too? Were they en route?
The reason the reason that, you know, a few years ago, game wardens started carrying firearms.
Mm-hmm.
So they think they're cops, and they respond to this kind of stuff.
Perfect. So I'm glad we had everyone in Utah on the case. This is a guy that stole a car, right? Stolen vehicle, and he got out, and he ran into a home in the area.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just checking. Okay. So nothing was falling from the sky that was going to kill anyone, okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Do you remember a year or so ago in Hurricane, there was a guy walking around in the evening with a rifle over his shoulder?
Wasn't there like a picture that went viral or something? I can't remember. Go ahead.
I don't know whether there was any pictures or not, but there was a guy that was walking around Lynn's and the Walgreens drugstore right there, and he had a rifle slung over his shoulder. And they locked down probably 16 square blocks for hours and hours while they handled this. And I read through that story. I live in Laverkan, so I have a little bit of interest in what's going on in the neck of the woods.
Sure.
I read through that story, and the final paragraph in the St. George News listed every single responding agency. And I'm surprised that there were so few this time with this guy. You can't. If I don't know if you can still research that article and bring it up, but it listed like 13 different agencies, not just like you said, the law enforcement and Division of Wildlife Resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But believe it or not, the Park Service.
Oh, the Park Service. Well, you know, they're bored.
The Park Service was involved. And I looked at that and said, really? The park people? Parks and recreation people are involved in this?
Right.
What are they doing? Cleaning off the picnic tables after these guys are done eating the donuts? And I don't know whether there was a shelter in place then or not.
Well, I'd be surprised if there wasn't.
Drive past the area when they were doing it.
Jeez
and
Louise.
So I didn't see whether that was going
on. Well, thank you. Thanks for the call.
The overreaction on all this, you know, is amazing.
Tell me about it. Thank you for the call. It's alarming. It's surpassed amazing. It now it's just alarming to me.
Well, in a way, we can laugh at some of that stuff. But the reality is that all these agencies think they're law enforcement.
Yeah.
They honestly. And so when they get involved in these things, it's like a drill for them, you know?
Right. But, you know, even SWAT. Why would SWAT be on a car chase? It's kind of interesting that.
Well, he went and barricaded himself in a home. Okay. That's automatically SWAT.
Okay, it used to be that just local police could handle that situation. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
So, this is what I find interesting about the whole thing. We didn't have 13 agencies show up for a stolen car, but a kid put the bomb in a school and we slap his hands.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think he's actually getting quite a bit of time, isn't he? I mean, he's getting some time. But to me, this situation, they keep ramping it up. And then everybody, instead of asking why, we go, oh, well, it must have been necessary for all these agencies to be out there. I don't see a whole lot of questioning going on. It's very strange. Do you agree?
Well, yes, but do you know why the Old West was so successful?
Why is that?
A public hanging. I'm not saying we need to do this.
Right.
Do a public hanging, but if you're willing to murder somebody else, especially in a large quantity, send them in.
Well, there's one way.
It doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I hate to see stuff like this overblown. I hate to see them even use stuff as drills, because then they get the public used to having 13 agencies, six agencies, whatever the case may be. Who knows? Maybe they weren't even all listed. I'm not quite sure, but sounds like they had the whole entire town out for one stolen vehicle. I can't imagine. It wasn't like this was like a you know, raging murderer on the loose. I mean, this was a stolen car. I'm not quite. Anyway, overkill is the name of the game. Mm-hmm. Overkill on shelter in place, overkill on just about everything you can imagine right now. That's how I'm feeling. Everything is dramatized. It's to get us on always this heightened alert that everything is chaotic, out of control. They have to have numerous agencies. I'd love to know who calls up these agencies and then what the new policies are exactly on how many people get involved in one singular. It's kind of like walking up to a scene where somebody's in a vehicle and they have, you know, 20 cops standing there. What ratchets it up is my question. What gets it to that point, and what has changed in the manuals? Because somebody makes the call to get all these agencies going, right? Somebody has to allow that. Somebody has to say yes. Is it all the chiefs of police? Is it who's the one that's coordinating all that? We have fusion centers. We have all of these different outlets now that control the different, we'll call them resources, all these different branches of law enforcement. And so I'm kind of wondering, because there's so many now that come, no matter what the problem is anymore, then, you know, how much more are they going to ratchet this up?
Hard to say.
It's hard to say, because I never thought we'd be in a place where this many agencies and shelter in place for an entire community would happen because of one stolen car. So I think that calls need to be made and questions need to be asked about these policies, because if they don't see people ever question, they think everyone's fine, don't you think?
Yeah.
They think everyone goes, oh, well, you know, that's all right. This new shelter in place, though, I think should be kind of alarming to people. I think it should be worrisome that we take this and is everybody doing it? No, it's not the point. The point is that they feel like we're fine with that. And we shouldn't ever be fine with that.
Yeah. Used to be that all they did was call out the popcorn vendors.
Right? And now it's not just, oh, hey, there's a situation. It's go in your house and lock the doors. It's shelter in place and do not leave your home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless something is happening to all the citizenry, unless, you know, we have a country over here bombing or doing something that's going to affect us, I can't imagine that we go to that limit. Yeah.
Like 1,000 paratroopers just landed.
something bigger than that. Because what's the next thing that happens? It's kind of like the guy with the rifle, you know, it's the same kind of thing. It's such overkill. I remember doing that story. That was a joke. That was overkill times 20.
Well, the other thing that happens when you do this kind of thing is people get overexcited. And then weird things can happen, you know, like somebody freaks out and loads their gun and, you know, shoots their neighbor or something because they're being warned, you know, lock your doors.
Right. Right.
No, really. I mean, that kind of stuff happens in those cases.
I know. So just, I think if they hear from the populace, maybe they'll watch it a little bit when they go to extremes, because the reason that they've even ratcheted up to this point is because nobody's ever called. So, you know, and I feel like they're doing it more and more and more. And talk about wanting to take everything to this chaotic level to make us feel like, boy, we better have 13 agencies on scene or we can't handle it. And also, you're in danger. You're in mortal danger, citizen. I mean, that, you know, let us know when we're actually in danger. That would be good. I would like that. I would like to know when I'm actually in danger, not perceived, and not just because the city decides, you know. The schools are doing this, too, if you've noticed. The schools ratchet it up to the highest extreme, no matter what the threat. I mean, we're talking, and they do it because, well, it's for the safety of our kids. It's conditioning our kids, too, at the same time. That's why they need to be more careful in the way that they do that. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Let's talk about the Cedar Redmond and a couple of things on the docket. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Of the river, stopping the boat, everything. Ben is going Dixie, double four. You feel it right when you hear that music ring.
I love it. That comes from the introverted guy. On YouTube. I thought it was a great rendition. Mm-hmm. Just using his steel guitar, which is nice. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I welcome you and Uncle Milty. And we have Dr. Pesta coming on next. Loaded show today. And just wanted to mention ABC, Auto Body Central. If you are in an accident, if you have something happening and you don't even want to go through insurance, or let's say you do, you can pick and choose your provider. And ABC is the best. So if you have anything cosmetic that you need, anything at all, actually, give them a call because they'll let you know whether they can do it. They'll let you, they'll get it done quickly and they'll get it done right. And I think that's the most important thing is honesty, and they're family oriented and they really strive hard to earn your business, which is really nice, isn't it? They go the extra mile and you're not just one of a hundred to them. You're just you. And I love that because that's how I was treated and I felt like they were family. So Auto Body Central, amazing group over there, stgeorgeautobody.com. And get over there, 817-0949, 817-0949. I just wanted to bring up the Cedar Redmond thing. You know, I know that late last week they were saying on the news, of course, that they had that they're changing this name, right? Remember, we've done stories on this,
yeah,
because people just. I think this is the big problem, and hat tip to Tony, thank you for sending me some information, because when I listened to the tape of them talking about it, the Iron County Council, when I listened to this, I was blown away, and this is sad because this isn't the first time I've been blown away by listening to tape from city councils talking as if we're doing this. It doesn't even matter what the people say. We're gonna let them think that they have a say, even though they don't. It's already been determined, and we're doing this. And when I listened to the tape, and I know he called, I know that a lot of people are calling for resignations from Delaney and Nielsen up there on the council up there, because the Cedar High School mascot that were involved with this. I'm sorry, Iron County School Board, not City County, but Iron County School Board.
Yeah.
That when I was listening, it was pretty clear that it was, how can we manipulate this through? How can we manipulate it? How can we manipulate the people? Decisions were made, X amount of dollars, we want the money, and we're just going to make this happen, and we don't really care what people think.
That's right.
Wow. The total disregard for the public, and I mean total disregard for whatever anybody thought about this. And there was a huge, I don't know if you guys remember, there was a huge Salt Lake City article, Salt Lake Tribune, back in January. And it was talking about, you know, the fact that a committee of students and staff and community members and representatives from the, you know, Paiute Indian Tribe of Utah voted, recommended to the Iron County School Board that the mascot be abandoned. This wasn't very many people. Yet it's speaking for an entire school and an entire people that have been to this school. It's a mascot. When you have a mascot, that's actually paying tribute to something.
Yes.
It isn't derogatory. And so...
It's not meant to be derogatory.
It's like the school of the butthurt. I mean, can we be offended? How can we be offended? Yes, we're offended. That's what this is equal to. That's what I don't get why we have this constant changing of the mascots to meet political correctness in this country, and the school boards bending over and saying, you know what, we'll keep these five people over here happy, and we'll do it. And a lot of times there's money at stake behind the scenes, and a lot of money promised, and things like this. It's really not usually about the name. And I just, after hearing the tapes, Delaney Nielsen on these tapes that are public record, by the way,
mm-hmm.
they think people won't listen because
yeah,
it's
right.
ours, you know, to listen to it. But I was seriously astounded at the total disregard for you, the people. I mean, complete total disregard. We have to pick our elected leaders. We have to do a better job at this. They're so awful in this. I don't understand why. I don't understand it.
This attitude of disregard for the people is pervasive throughout, from the smallest city council all the way to the Congress of the United States. They no longer represent the people.
Mm-hmm.
They do as they please and convince us that they know best.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and they'll always get snippets of a comment from people that all they can talk about is it just promotes racism. It never has before. But suddenly now, if we bow down to this political correctness, then we keep bowing down to it. And we're seeing that play out. And we're also seeing, I think the thing that bothers me, too, is this phony facade of you get a say. We're interested in what you have to say.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And I hope that we understand and feel the total disregard that committees have for city councils all the way. And I've seen it happen with city councils because I actually had the transcript of them talking about how to gouge us for taxes, for gas tax, and what they could do while the prices were low and that we wouldn't notice, you know, things like that, all the way to school boards going, well, you know, we're doing this whether you like it or not, and there's no say, and we'll actually kind of pretend to listen to you. And that's what came across loud and clear in these tapes. And you think, Uncle Milty, that they would be embarrassed knowing the tape's going to be out there.
They are not.
Uh-uh. Not even a hint of it. Not even a hint of embarrassment. It's a mascot is paying tribute. A mascot is saying, our school could choose anyone, and we chose to represent you in school pride. That's what it says. And and they keep taking this and saying that they're, you know, demonizing it and invoking racism. That isn't what's happening at all.
Yeah, so. Haven't you ever heard the cheerleaders saying, we're the Redmen and we don't give a darn whether we win or lose. So go home and don't watch the game.
Yes, that cheer. Yes, yes.
Happens all the time.
Yes, yes. And look at it this way. You know, they said this for Dixie State College. They did this too. They used the same the same arguments. And I just wanted you to know that they thought they were solving racism when they did it. Do you feel less racist now that that we don't have our old mascot at Dixie College? I mean, do you feel like a more whole community? Because it sure solved it for me. I mean, I was so racist. And then all of a sudden they changed the mascot. And I was like, I'm not racist anymore. Yeah.
But on the other hand, look at all the bison around town. Aren't they neat?
So representative of the desert. So representative of down here. So, yeah. That's what I'm saying. They always do it thinking that they're solving a problem. They sort of invent a problem. A couple of people over here are upset about it. So we're going to solve the huge, huge problem. We're going to stick some cash in our back pockets. But we're going to solve the big problem. And we've let you know, dear citizen, that we've solved this for you and that you just won't think of those things anymore. Do you know what people are going to be thinking in the stands? What happened to our name Redmond? And that's what they're going to be saying. It isn't going to be, wow, we've been cured. Oh, geez.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know about all of you. I'm so tired of seeing the caving going on. I've about had it. And I just think, what wusses? Where are you, people? Why aren't you showing up and in droves? I know there's a few people in the community that really go the distance on some things like this. But it's amazing to watch that we're treated like that. You know, people are treated like that, especially in Iron County at this point. And not a lot of people speak up about it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Years ago, mm-hmm. we had a whole neighborhood of people that didn't want a zone change.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Planning Commission, mm-hmm. and they voted kind of a split vote, and mm-hmm. for some reason they didn't have enough for a quorum, and somebody from the city council sat in on it, and he voted against the zone change, which is what we wanted.
Right.
And then when the actual city meeting came up, he voted the other way, and we asked him why, and he says, oh, we have a planning meeting on Tuesdays before the city meeting, and we all decide what we're going to do before we have the city meeting.
Oh my gosh. You know, like the shadow meeting. That's the shadow meeting.
There you go.
Wow. Thanks. Well, that just made me feel like grimy. It's a shadow meeting.
Well, you know, every time someone wins an election,
mm-hmm.
They do get notified by superior people that now they are superior too.
Yeah.
And so they get to make these choices for us.
Yeah. And then we become the peons real fast uh-huh. when they get elected into office.
And their answer is, well, you elected me.
Yeah. No, I elected you to make...
No, we elected you to represent us, not dictate to us.
Right, right. And not pull that kind of stuff. Not pull the facade. We didn't ask for a facade. We don't ask for things to be done, and you try to manipulate your way into them without us noticing or by shadow meetings, this kind of thing. You know, it seems that they'd have to get together beforehand to be in unanimous consent of things. Don't you think?
Yeah, but until we get to the point where we can get 300 or 400 people to show up at a city council meeting,
yeah,
they're not going to listen to the 2 or 3 that show up, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it makes a little bit of a difference, but see, this is the problem, and this happened with the interchange, too. Decisions are made long before they allow comment.
Right.
And then we all think that they've actually allowed comment. Like they're actually going to listen, and whether it's a road, whether it's a mascot, whatever the case may be, I've found this so many times, haven't you?
That's
gas
right.
tax, it's
they've
been
already decided.
And I think that in the next election, this has got to be what's brought up. This is right here, right now. This is the topic that needs to be talked about, not what they're promising to do. But why in the world would somebody go in and allow shadow meetings, shadow type city government kind of stuff going on, decisions to be made, and they know the public isn't part of it, and they know that the public isn't even represented? That's the kind of stuff that we need to be asking about.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
Have polls taken where we all lie in the polls and say, yeah, we're going to vote for so-and-so. And then when election time comes, change our minds. Well, we had a meeting last Friday.
We had
Friday.
A meeting. We all got together. Oh, man. Something's got to give. This is ridiculous. It is. It's ridiculous. So, by the way, it's tax day, just so you know. The average taxpayer is going to have to fork over more than $2,000 a year just to cover their interest on the national debt. Wow. $2,000 a year on the national debt. So just wanted y'all to know that's where we're at right now. It's so far out of control. It's just, there's just no common sense to it anymore. And it's not going to get fixed. So we have so many problems in this country, and there's pressing problems. There's this problem. I mean, this is kind of a pressing problem, I would say. But yeah. $2,000 in interest per person, just to get the interest down.
That's minuscule of a problem compared to whether you call a transgender he or she.
Yes. My gosh. You're right about that. You're right. There are some things like this that cross our desks daily, right? It's the story daily. Uh-huh. A lot of stuff. I'm still reeling over the Department of Natural Resources being called in on that high-speed chase with the one car, even though he stopped and went into a house. I don't understand. Anyway, Department of Natural, you got to be so bored and trying to round up everyone in this community to get to the point where you ask Department of Natural Resources.
Well, you know the old saying.
What's up?
Give a man a badge and buy him a bigger hat.
Oh, I really do hope that we're at least bothered by this. I'll do some homework on when shelter in place started really taking off, because I know it's been in the last 5 years kind of like crazy, but we'll have to see before that, because growing up we never would have had that. That would have, you know, I remember seeing it first with the Boston Marathon, I thought, and then from there it kind of went cities, counties, but I've got to do some more homework on that. These things that crop up in our vernacular, these things that all of a sudden become commonplace, always intrigue me, I guess, because it seems like they've always been there. Kind of like fake news. Fake news wasn't uttered until Trump won, and all of these different kinds of things enter and don't leave and become part of our vocabulary. So anyway, we have Dr. Pesta coming up, and I want to talk about sanctuary cities, what Cher said about sanctuary cities. Also, you should have heard what the hecklers were saying at the Clinton book deal at their little tour that they're doing that they can't get anyone to show up at. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Also, kind of the turn people are taking. It's very interesting. Baker testimony. We have de Blasio. Boy, lots of stuff coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is Kate Daly Show. And in the last half of the show, last hour, Kissinger said something in 1975 that I thought was very interesting, and I want to run that by you guys because it explains so much of where we're at today. Notre Dame's on fire, an ISIS warning, some information about Assange, all kinds of stuff coming up on The Kate Daly Show.